Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. India and Cyprus condemn terrorism and extremism in all its forms and manifestations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President agree to deepen cooperation in key sectors, including defense, maritime security, trade and investment. Prime Minister leaves for Canada to participate in G7 summit and hold bilateral meetings with top leaders. First meeting of high-level committee to investigate Ahmedabad plane crash held in New Delhi, report to be submitted within 3 months. Iran's President Masoud Pezeshkian announces plan to leave nuclear treaty amid intensifying conflict with Israel. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch tomorrow. Delhi NCR likely to experience rain and thunderstorms till Friday. And ICC announces full schedule for Women's ODI Cricket World Cup starting 30th September in India and Sri Lanka. India and Cyprus have unequivocally condemned terrorism and extremism in all its forms and manifestations and reaffirmed the shared commitment to countering hybrid threats that undermine peace and stability. The two countries also urged all states to respect the sovereignty of other nations and call for the disruption of terrorism financing networks, the elimination of safe havens, dismantling of terrorist infrastructure, and bringing perpetrators of terrorism to justice swiftly. In a joint declaration issued after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides in Nicosia today, the two nations emphasized the need for a comprehensive, coordinated and sustained approach to combat terrorism across borders. Cyprus expressed solidarity and unwavering support to India in its fight against cross-border terrorism. The two leaders strongly condemned the gruesome killing of civilians in the recent Pahalgam terror attacks and emphasized that those responsible for the attacks should be held accountable. The declaration says that the two leaders agreed to deepen defense and security cooperation, including through collaboration between the respective defense industries, with a special focus on cybersecurity and emerging technologies. Both leaders also discussed expanding cooperation to include the maritime domain. Recognizing the growing strategic complementarity between Cyprus and India, the leaders expressed their commitment to expanding economic ties through increased trade, investment and collaboration in science, innovation and research. Addressing media with the Cyprus President Nikos Christodoulides at the Presidential Palace, Prime Minister Modi noted that Cyprus's Vision 2035 and India's Viksit Bharat 2047 have much in common and a roadmap will be created to shape the future of the partnership over the next 5 years.
साइप्रस के विजन 2035 और विकसित भारत 2047 के विजन के कई पहलुओं में समानता है इसलिए हम साथ मिलकर भविष्य को आकार देंगे अपनी साझेदारी को स्ट्रेटेजिक दिशा देने के लिए हम अगले 5 वर्षों के लिए एक ठोस रोड मैप बनाएंगे रक्षा और सहयोग को और मजबूती देने के लिए द्विपक्षीय डिफेंस कोऑपरेशन प्रोग्राम के तहत रक्षा उद्योग पर बल दिया जाएगा साइबर और मैरिटाइम सिक्योरिटी पर अलग से डायलॉग शुरू किया जाएगा
The Prime Minister also thanked Cyprus for his support in India's fight against cross-border terrorism and announced plans to develop a real-time information exchange mechanism between both countries.
आतंकवाद, ड्रग्स और आर्म्स की तस्करी की रोकथाम के लिए हमारी एजेंसीज के बीच रियल टाइम इंफॉर्मेशन एक्सचेंज का मैकेनिज्म तैयार किया जाएगा हम दोनों सहमत हैं कि हमारे आपसी व्यापार और निवेश में बहुत पोटेंशियल है
During the delegation level talks, the two leaders held wide-ranging discussions covering the full spectrum of India-Cyprus relations. Earlier, Mr. Modi held a one-on-one meeting with President Nikos Christodoulides, during which the Cypriot president conferred upon him the Grand Cross of the Order of Makarios III, the highest civilian honor of the Republic of Cyprus. Both leaders also visited the historic center of Nicosia and the mountainous region of northern Cyprus, which has remained under Turkish occupation since 1974. And we are now joined by our correspondent Raja Durai from Nicosia for more updates. Raja Durai, what are the highlights of the Prime Minister Modi's visit to Cyprus?
Yes, Abhishek, there were several highlights from Prime Minister's historic visit to Cyprus. The key highlight was Prime Minister being conferred the highest civilian honor of Cyprus in recognition of his global leadership and contribution to India-Cyprus relations. On security, both leaders strongly condemned terrorism, with Cyprus denouncing the recent Pagalgam terror attack. They also agreed to establish a real-time intelligence sharing mechanism to tackle terrorism. Both sides also reaffirmed their intent to finalize the India-European Union Free Trade Agreement by end of this year. And they also underlined the potential of India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. The leaders also agreed to deepen defense and security cooperation, particularly in cybersecurity and emerging technologies. Tourism and connectivity also featured prominently. The two sides agreed to explore direct air connectivity to boost people-to-people exchanges. Finally, both countries also agreed to prepare a five-year roadmap to guide future engagement. The visit has truly revitalized India-Cyprus relations, Abhishek.
Right. Thank you, Raja Durai, for that very comprehensive update. Well, moving on, Prime Minister Modi embarked on a visit to Kananaskis, Canada, this evening after successfully concluding his visit to Cyprus. During the two-day visit at the invitation of the Canadian Prime Minister, Mark Carney, Mr. Modi will participate in the G7 summit and also hold bilateral meetings with top leaders. The Prime Minister will exchange views with leaders of G7 countries, other invited outreach countries, and heads of international organizations on crucial global issues. These issues include energy security, technology and innovation, particularly the AI energy nexus and quantum-related issues. Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has condemned the Pahalgam terror attack, saying the attack could not have occurred without financial backing. The global watchdog said in a statement that the Pahalgam attack and other recent attacks could not have happened without money and means to move funds between terrorist supporters. The FATF reaffirmed its support to over 200 jurisdictions within its global network to build and enhance their counter-financing of terrorism measures. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download news on AIR app. The first meeting of the high-level committee set up by the government to investigate the Ahmedabad plane crash was held in New Delhi today. The committee was chaired by the Union Home Secretary, Govind Mohan. The members of the high-level multidisciplinary committee, including Secretary, Ministry of Civil Aviation, senior officials from the Home Ministry, officials of Home Department and State Disaster Response Authority of Gujarat, Police Commissioner of Ahmedabad, Director General of Inspection and Safety in the Indian Air Force and Director General of Bureau of Civil Aviation Security also attended the meeting. The panel will submit its report within 3 months, which is expected to focus on formulating standard operating procedures for preventing such occurrences in the future. In Gujarat, the last rites of former Gujarat Chief Minister Vijay Rupani, who died in the Ahmedabad plane crash, have been performed with full state honours in Rajkot. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and other senior leaders paid their respects to the late leader. We have a report.
The entire state of Gujarat is observing a day of mourning today to mark the loss of the senior leader. Thousands of people have joined the procession to bid farewell to their beloved leader, while many others gathered at his residence to pay tribute. Meanwhile, in the plane crash incident, DNA samples of 119 deceased have been matched so far and 76 bodies have been handed over to their relatives. DNA sample matching process is accelerating and is expected to be completed within a day or two. With Mayur Solanki, Aparna Khun, Akashwani News, Ahmedabad.
Iran is planning to withdraw from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty amid intensifying conflict with Israel. President Masoud Pezeshkian said Iran's parliament is drafting legislation to leave the nuclear treaty. The president reiterated Tehran's stance that it has no plans to develop nuclear weapons and underscored that Iran's nuclear activities remain focused on peaceful energy and research. Meanwhile, Iran today executed Ismail Fakhri, convicted of spying for Israel's Mossad. We have more from a West Asia correspondent.
Iran's health ministry reported that at least 224 people have died since the fighting erupted on Friday, a majority of whom were civilians who caught up in the Israeli airstrikes on the military targets and infrastructure. Israeli fatalities now total more than 20, with over 300 wounded as the conflict burns to its most intense level yet. Iranian forces launched a new wave of missile and drone strikes at Israeli civilian targets last night and into Monday. Israel responded with repeated airstrikes on Iranian military, nuclear and energy sites all through Monday. The Israeli Air Force demonstrated what Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu described as having achieved complete operational freedom over Iranian airspace, including the capital city of Tehran. The Israel Defense Forces reported significant tactical advances, announcing that they had destroyed roughly one-third of Iran's total stockpile. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Dubai.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch tomorrow. Parts of Arunachal Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Odisha and northeastern states are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. IMD further added that Delhi NCR is likely to experience light to moderate rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds till Friday. At least 25 people were killed in lightning strikes in 14 districts of Uttar Pradesh in the last 2 days. We have a report.
As per data released by the Relief Commissioner's Office, 5 deaths were reported in Prayagraj district, 4 in Jaunpur and 2 each in Lalitpur, Gorakhpur, Bareilly and Bijnor. Apart from that, 1 each in Lucknow, Kanpur Dehat, Kushinagar, Shahjahanpur, Hardoi, Sambhal, Jhansi and Jalaun district lost their lives. Taking note of the deaths, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath directed the officials to carry out a survey of the affected areas and help the families. The CM directed the district administration officers to visit the affected areas and provide financial assistance to the family members of the deceased and others who suffered losses. The Chief Minister said officers would conduct a survey to assess crop loss and send a report to government so that further action can be taken. On the other hand, the Meteorological Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rains in some parts of the western parts of the state and orange alert for the eastern areas in the next 24 hours. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Lucknow.
As many as 19 people have lost their lives in various rain-related incidents since the arrival of monsoons in Maharashtra. The benchmark domestic equity indices rebounded today, snapping their two-day losing streak. Both the indices edged up, fueled by buying across all sectors, offsetting geopolitical jitters. The 30-share index at the Bombay Stock Exchange, Sensex, gained 678 points to close at 81,796. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 rose 228 points to settle at 24,947. The International Cricket Council, ICC, today announced the full schedule for the 2025 ICC Women's ODI World Cup, set to be played from the 30th of September to the 2nd of November in India and Sri Lanka. While India holds official hosting rights, Sri Lanka will serve as a neutral venue for all of Pakistan's matches due to ongoing political tensions between the two nations. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. today, we will bring an insightful discussion on cyber scams, how to stay safe online, with Lieutenant Colonel Badal Kaushik, Director of Cyber Fraud Mitigation Center, Indian Cyber Crime Coordination Center, I4C, and Gulshan Rai, Cyber Security Expert. During the program, the listeners will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions on how to safeguard oneself against cyber frauds and online scams. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India and Cyprus condemn terrorism and extremism in all its forms and manifestations. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Cyprus President agree to deepen cooperation in key sectors including defense, maritime security, trade and investment. Prime Minister leaves for Canada to participate in G7 summit and hold bilateral meetings with top leaders. First meeting of high-level committee to investigate Ahmedabad plane crash held in New Delhi. Report to be submitted within 3 months. Iran President Masoud Pezeshkian announces plan to leave nuclear treaty amid intensifying conflict with Israel. IMD forecasts heavy to extremely heavy rainfall at isolated places over Saurashtra and Kutch tomorrow. Delhi NCR likely to experience rain and thunderstorms till Friday. And ICC announces full schedule for Women's ODI Cricket World Cup. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.